You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I am the host of this show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Anita, that's who I am. Anita B. That right there was Suede. We heard some newish stuff from them from 2018. And I say newish because Suede have been around for a very long time. Out of England, of course. And I find it interesting always that I forget that Justine Frischmann from the band Elastica was in the very early incarnation. She was one of the founding members of Suede with Brett Anderson, which is really cool. I love Elastica, if you don't know that. I play them sometimes. So there you go. That was, did I tell you the name of that song? Life is Golden. Yeah. All right. The time is 6:38 and I'm here until 8. Brendan Benson, we're going to listen to that next. Now, Brendan is out of Detroit, which is Trey Cool. So he was born in Royal Oak, which is a very hip suburb of Detroit. At least it really was back in the day, back when I was like hanging out in the area. I'm from Windsor across the river and I went to school in Detroit, so I would just commute. And I'd sometimes hang out in Royal Oak. This is back in the 90s. And now, in terms of hipness, I'm saying maybe back more in the city, like Detroit itself, like Cass Corridor, i.e. Midtown, is kind of the place to be. But back in the 90s, 80s, Detroit, there was nothing in the core. Nobody did anything really in the city except maybe get shot. That was about it. But the city itself has gone through a serious renaissance in the past sort of 10, 15 years, maybe 10 years. And there you go. So Brendan Benson, I know him. I don't know him, but I know of him from way back in the day because this record, which is called One Mississippi, was on Virgin Canada, of all labels. And was being promoted at the same time as my future ex-husband's band, Pluto. Yeah, so I remember all the, like, marketing, like the promotional campaign stuff. It was always, like, Brendan Benson. And anyways, Brendan has been playing with good old Jack White, or had been, at least. I'm not sure where they're at now. In the Raconteurs, which is a killer band as well. But anyways, I'm going to stop talking and let's listen to some rocking. Sorry for the cliches there. From Brendan Benson. Let me make sure that everything's set up okay. I'm having a moment. I put my contact in. Ugh, my right one. And I don't know, something got stuck under it. If anyone here wears contacts, when I say here, anybody listening in this listening range, like all half of you. I took it out and I don't know, there's something bugging me the whole ride all the way out here to the, eastern tip of, the peninsula that forms Vancouver was a nightmare. So I went to the bathroom, tried to take it out. And I'm like, oh, now it's just worse. Okay. Maybe, Brendan will soothe my, irritated eyeball. Let's hope. This is Brendan Benson here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver with Imaginary Girl, not imaginary, Madge, like Vag, but with an M, Imaginary Girl. All right.
She's a vulture. You try to come up with a means to an end. Imaginary girl. Imaginary girl. Imaginary girl. Imaginary
cold stream, like Devil's Night at Halloween. Now she's a total eclipse of the sun. She makes it obvious now, her special weakness for soft serve ice cream from the Dairy Queen. She's like Twilight, in between day and night. Used to be grassroots, now she's supernatural, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here. Are you sure? You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some flags and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
Because there's nothing else to do.
Out because everybody hates a tourist.
Everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the bath.
You will never understand how it feels to live your life, with no meaning or control,
and with nowhere left to go. Climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all. Yeah. You'll never live like common people.
You'll never do what common people do.
You'll never fail like common people.
You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw.
Because there's nothing else to do.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was just, as the English say, brilliant. That is William Shatner. That is perhaps my favorite cover of any song ever. William Shatner doing Pulp, featuring Jarvis Cocker from Pulp on that track. That is from his stellar record. Speaking of stellar, I'll get to that in a second, called Has Been. So that's William Shatner making fun of himself. I mean, who doesn't love William Shatner? So when I was talking about Stellar, I'm talking about William Shatner blasting himself off into space. Okay, so William Shatner will fly to space aboard the Blue Origin rocket. So next week, I'm part of Jeff Bezos's space travel company Blue Origin. October 12th. So 6 more days off blasts good old William Shatner, the 90-year-old, into space. Now, first of all, how he's 90 is pretty impressive. I hope I age similarly to him and I'm still getting blasted off into space when I'm 90, because I don't know. If you've seen William Shatner, he looks pretty amazing. I'm also hoping that, so for example, that song we just heard, that record, was released in, so Has Been, that we just listened to, was released in 2004. So if Shatner is 90 right now, minus 17 years, that was released, he was 73 when he put that out. Like, oh my God, how awesome. Now, the producer of that record, by the way, is Ben Folds, of all people. It's a very bizarrely awesome record featuring, all kinds of... Well, let's take a look here. So Ben Folds has written some songs with, well, Joe Jackson also. So there's Joe Jackson is involved. You got Ben Folds, all kinds of wacky stuff. All right. Henry Rollins. Let's not forget Henry Rollins, because why wouldn't he be involved? All right, so that was William Shatner. Before that, we heard an awesome song from the 2016 release of The Thermals' We Disappear, called Hey You. Love The Thermals. They're out of Portland, if you didn't know. Three-piece co-ed band. All right, and then, of course, before that, we heard Brendan Benson. It is 6:54. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm here every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And I'm in a good mood, even though my contact is bugging my right eye. It's okay. If you just sort of tell yourself you're okay, mind over matter, right? Anyways, my name is Anita B. And what do we have next? Oh, we have a local band. I'm kind of stoked about these guys. This is a band called What? W-U-T. Three-piece female band out of Vancouver. This record was released just last year. It's called Now, and it features Loren, so also known as Smithy, on drums and vocals. They played a show. I just saw this on Instagram, apparently, that I missed. and then the other two are Tracy Vath on the bass, and guitar is Georgina Fairweather, and they all sing. So we're going to hear the song Hazardous Conditions. Oh, no, Capital City, Capital City. You can just head on over to their band camp if you're interested, because you should be. We're going to listen to that. And that's about it for now. Whoops. Oh, look at that. I'm not sucking overly right now. My first show back, so my first show since COVID broke was, I don't know, when was it? I can't remember now. Maybe July. Anyways, I sucked so harsh. But, you know, things seem to be flowing. I say that now. All right, I'm going to stop talking and let's listen to some What here on CITR. 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Experience new standard of living. This is Ira Glass of This American Life. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I have no idea what that means. Somebody just asked me to say this.
Hi, this is Katie J. I play drums in Lié. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people.
All right. CITR is where we're at. And that is very beautiful. That's The Broken Islands featuring Rochelle Boily on the lead vocals there. She's beautiful and she's got a great voice, obviously. And I know her from baseball. We play baseball together. When I say play, I mean like as in present tense. I'm not sure because of COVID and my busted up knee. She had a messed up ankle, both from Cypress Mountain. Compliments. I don't know when we'll be back on the baseball field again. But again, that was the Broken Islands. Gorgeous, lush music from them. It's new. That was just released this May. All right. Before Broken Islands, we heard Slow Learners. I typed it in Slow Leaners. No, Slow Learners. If I sound muffled, it's because I do have a mask on because I have to. That's how we can do activities nowadays. So, all right. Yeah. So not Slow Leaners, but Slow Learners. That song is one of my favorite. It's a single released back in 2013. It's called Habit. And that was the first song they released. And once I heard that, I was hooked. Slow Learners are killer. Jack Johnson, the lead singer of that band. Now, I'm sure they're defunct. There have been many, many incarnations of Jack Johnson as of or since. So, for example, you've got, I don't know, Brutal Poodle, so many bands. Local, though, Vancouver band. Before that, we heard something from Partner. Partner are a band originally out of, like, their roots are from the Maritimes. I know that they lived in Windsor for a spell. Partner, they're two females, and they play killer rock and roll. My friend Mar is the manager of those guys. When I say is, I hesitated because I know she had managed the band, so I'm not sure if she still is, but I did see them play, I don't know, a few years ago. And they put on a killer show. It was really good. So that was Partner with the song Good Place to Hide at the time from the album that was just released, I don't know, last year, 2 years ago, Never Give Up. I think it was just last year. Yeah, it was 2020. All right. It is 7:13. Oh, lots of music is still in store for us. But let's take a look at the weather. Weather Vancouver. Today was a weird day. Today, you know, your typical average temperature, nothing unusual there. But the sky was very dramatic. Looking at the mountains, the North Shore Mountains, you had everything from brilliant blue moments to super dark, gloomy clouds, all kinds of wacky cloud formations. Pretty cool. Yeah, so let's see what we got here. All right. So the low tonight is 7 degrees, and tomorrow's Thursday, and the high is 12 with partly sunny skies. And then we head into Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds, also 12. Now the weekend looks kind of miserable. Saturday shows a very dark cloud symbol. And 11. So rain and 11. Yuck. Sunday, chance of a shower and a high of 12. And then we head on into Monday, which, by the way, is Thanksgiving. And a high of 11 with a chance of a shower. All right. It is Thanksgiving already. How crazy is that? I don't know. I've been talking to a lot of people. It's not just me. But I feel like we're in this COVID time space continuum, meaning I don't know what's happening with time, but like my daughter, who's 16, she said to me the other day, she's like, I don't know what's happening, but I feel that time is going by so fast. Like, so if she's 16 and feels that way, I don't know. I feel like there's some weird force on our planet because it just feels like a year ago seemed like yesterday. So I don't know. And I know old people say that, and I am old and I get that. But when your 16-year-old daughter and other kids, because I teach high school, say things like that, I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. It's kind of bizarre. But anyways, okay, what do we have next? That is that. What do I have? I have something. Oh, yeah, Gym Tonic. I'm excited. I've got this band who I did see a few summers ago with my friend Karina and Deb, called Gym Tonic. G-Y-M, second word, T-O-N-I-C. And these guys were awesome. We saw them at, I forget the name of the venue too, like this smallish, bizarre little venue, like sort of at 5th or 6th and like near Ontario. It was really cool. Anyways, these guys are out of all places, Berlin, but a couple of the girls at least are from Canada. So they're Canadian, but from Quebec. And the other one or two are European. So you've got Olivier on keys. And then you've got Karen, Andrea, and Stephanie. Or maybe it's Andrea? I don't know. that round out the band. So they're totally killer. I'm really excited to play these guys. I've got the song for us, Hiroshima. That's what we're going to hear. I hope you enjoy it because I do. And oops, what's going on there? What do I have? Good Lord, there's always something coming through. Okay, let me see. One sec. What's that? Oh, okay. That's right. Let me stop that. All right, here we go. This is, as I mentioned, Gym Tonic here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you. The Aboriginal Front Door Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn, and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings, and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Front Door Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for. On the show, I play new, local and international punk rock, and I also do interviews with members of punk bands and people from the punk rock scene. If you'd like to check out the previous interviews, episodes of Rocket from Russia, and the list of upcoming shows in Vancouver, head down to my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Great success!
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is No Fun. No Age, not No Fun. I always want to call him No Age. No Fun. Oh, there I go. No Age. I love those guys. They are out of LA, and they are a two-piece. Isn't that bizarre? So there's just two of them. Randy Randall. Yeah, his name, it says, Randy Randall. And Dean Ellen Spunt. It's interesting because earlier I played us something from Slow Learners. And if you didn't know this, the guy's name, the lead singer, is John Johnston. So we have Randy Randall. Anyways, that is on the 2018 record that we just listened to. It's called Snares Like a Haircut. Snares Like a Haircut. Cruise Control is what we heard. Before that, we heard one of my favorite Murder City Devils songs, 18 Wheels from Empty Bottles, Broken Hearts. Now, the Murder City Devils, I was very familiar with because they would play at the Brickyard like so frequently, oftentimes with the Black Halos. And that whole scene I was just a part of, you know. Man, the Murder City Devils are still around. Oh, man, those shows were out of control. So much fun. All right, before that, we heard Death Cab for Cutie with the song Different Names for the... Hold on, I have to scroll. Different Names for the Same Thing off the record Plans. I think it was released in 2005. And that goes out to the lovely Brian. Aw, Brian, I know you love Death Cab, so... There you go. Before that, we heard Jim Tonic with the song Hiroshima from the record Good Job. It is 7:38, which means I have 22 more minutes with us. And yeah, my name is Anita B. I don't know if I mentioned that. We're going to go back in time, though, to the 90s. I like to do that. And we're going to hear something from Eric's Trip. God, Eric's Trip influenced me so deeply. They're one of the bands that, you know, had me pick up an instrument. Eric's Trip are out of New Brunswick, Moncton of all places. And they were lumped in with that whole Halifax music scene back in the 90s. Even though they're from Moncton, I think a lot of people thought they're from Halifax. But anyways, we're going to hear something from one of my favorite records of all time, Purple Blue. The song is 16 Hours. Yeah. Julie Dwaran, so the bass player there, played a Rick. And I was like, so many of my favorite bass players before I picked up an instrument played Rickenbackers. And there you go, Jail, out of Halifax. Bass player played a Rick. Let's head into Rickenbacker territory. And let's listen to 16 Hours from the 96 record Purple Blue. This is Eric's Trip on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. 16 Hours, finally. Thank you. CITR's where we're at. All right, let's take a look here at what we heard. That was, of all people, Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day. Yes, it was. He recorded that song, which is a Tommy, what's his name? Tommy James and the Shondells, I Think We're Alone Now, in his bedroom. I'm just going to read the little note. This is Billy Joe Armstrong from March 23rd of 2020, just at the very start of COVID. He writes, "Dear friends, while we've all been in quarantine, I've been reflecting on the things that matter the most in my life. Family, friends, and of course music. I recorded a cover of Tommy James and the Shondells' I Think We're Alone Now in my bedroom. I figure if we have to spend this time in isolation, at least we can be alone together. Love, BJ." That's cool. Who doesn't love Billy Joe Armstrong? All right. Before that, we heard something from the 2012 record of Cloud Nothings called Attack on Memory. The song was Fall In. And then Eric's trip in there was 16 Hours from the 1996 release Purple Blue. And the time is 7:49. I guess that is it for me. I'll play us a couple more songs and then I'm outie. I'll be back in a couple weeks. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. My show focuses on, it used to be all Canadian music. That's where you get the Sam Squanch from the Trailer Park Boys. But I don't know, the past, I don't know, a few, 5 years or so, I've decided to open the borders. And yeah, so I'll be back in a couple weeks. If you would like to listen to more of my music, go to CITR.ca and you can find all the podcasts of not only my own show, but all the other shows here at this wonderful station. Yeah, so what do I have for us next? Let me take a look here. I had something set up and then I kind of lost it. Okay, I know what I've got. I've got us some, I don't know, I'm being lazy. I play this a lot, but whatever, it's good. You can't go wrong with some Silver Sun pickups. I'm going to play us Lazy Eye. And then something else. And that will take us to 8 o'clock. That is about it. I think that's all I need to tell you. Anyways, stay safe and, here you go. This is, the Silver Sun Pickups on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Silence all night long.
We used to leave the blue lights on, and there was a beat. Ever since you have been gone, it's all caffeine-free. Faux punk fatigue, said it all before.
Your ranting.